every Wednesday. Look at this. My brother-in-law is sending me Facebook messages. I'm all over the website. I'm all over the web today, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. AnchorRising.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter now. Twitter. Justin Katz from Anchor Rising. What do you think of that, Justin? I'm on Twitter now.
You're Twittering?
I'm Twittering.
I don't know. It's,
what?
I mean, as a blogger, a conservative blogger, I have to say Twitter is something, you leave it to the youngins. I don't. It just seems like such a...
You're such an old fart.
Yeah, I know.
Why don't you get on Twitter, too? You got the phone that can do all that stuff. What's the matter with you?
Yeah,
You're going to be on it in 6 months. You might as well just do it now and be ahead of the game.
I kind of like longer form, being able to explain things and rather than, you know, I'm at the store. I'm going into the store. I've bought some
But
Apple.
You don't have to do that. You can say, I'm outraged by the fact that Gordon Fox's office was robbed last night.
Yeah.
And he's missing his Liza Minnelli box set. I don't know, whatever it is.
is that what's missing?
No,
I don't know.
Nothing was missing. That was just a cheap shot. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. What's going on at Anchor Rising, my friend?
Actually, we've got a, not really you and I, but we have a history on this sex ed issue. I actually gave up calling into talk radio for quite an extended period of time because your partner in crime on Mental Floss got me so fired up.
Really?
Saying, I'm sure you don't remember, but she was saying that schools have a right to dictate to teach whatever they want to children because parents aren't doing the job.
Well, I didn't know you listened to me for that long.
Oh yeah, I've been following you for a while.
Oh, how about that?
But and I think you've got it right on with just legislators feeling like it's like an ego thing. They can dictate the terms of their terms for society.
And they do it under the guise of it's not being done, so we have to take care of it. It is something that's hard. Look at what we're doing with these single mothers and how much we have to pay for them on the other end.
Yep.
Who decided that?
Yeah, well, it's not being done. You know, I've heard things. I know. I have no evidence. But...
That's the best part about the article is that anecdotal evidence says that they're not doing enough in schools. Oh, really? Well, you know, anecdotal evidence says that you're a bunch of crooks and thieves. We should throw you in jail.
Exactly. And to me, it ties in my most recent post on Anchor Rising. It ties into there's this obsession in this state with having the government determine what industries we're going to seek to attract. And it drives me nuts. Just make, you know, they call them, they're trying to make it easier for innovators, but innovators will innovate. That's what they do.
Right.
And why do I want some part-time elected officials, most of them lawyers, picking industries? So we'll go for the green industry. We'll go for this particular high-tech segment.
Get out of the way.
Yeah, just pull back, make it easier for everybody, and the industry that belongs in Rhode Island will find Rhode Island.
Justin Katz, brilliant as always. We'll check you on AnchorRising.com.